opening hymn from the church hymnal is O God Our Help in Ages Past.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service for Remembrance Sunday. We also want to welcome especially those who are joining us at home, online, and in different places. We're delighted that you can come to worship with us today. In a couple of moments' time, we're going to be having our act of remembrance as part of our service. We'll be laying our wreath and we'll be observing some silence in our own act of remembrance. And this year, there are two people who I always associate with Remembrance Tide who are no longer with us. Her late Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, is someone I think we always connect with this ceremony at the Remembrance Day services and her central role in this day. And we also think today in our own church context of our former church warden, Amy Wall, who always, just like Queen Elizabeth, observed this day with great dignity and reverence. But we will be carrying on that tradition as we give thanks for their example today. On your way into the service today, I hope everybody will have seen the notices for the week that is to come. Just wanted to highlight one or two things that don't happen every week. In particular, I wanted to mention that on Tuesday at 2 o'clock, the funeral service of Mr. Alec McCurley takes place here in church at 2 o'clock. And on Tuesday evening at 7:30, the select vestry will be meeting in the church hall. I also wanted to invite at this point to invite Andy to come and to speak a little bit about an Advent initiative, particularly for the young people in our church before our act of remembrance.
Good morning. By young people, we're going to narrow it down slightly to for 12 to 18-year-olds, maybe high school age young people. Last year, we had an online Advent calendar, and every day over Advent, there was a short film, very short thing, that was posted in the run-up to Christmas. And we want to do the same thing this year, but we'd like some help. And what we're going to do is invite any young people in the congregation, any grandchildren you may have, nieces, nephews of high school age, to see if they can come up with any Christmas images that they think are appropriate. It could be an image, it could be a JPEG, same thing, it could be a GIF, whatever it is that you think is very Christmassy. It could be humorous, it could be straight, doesn't matter. And they would, nothing that takes more than 2 minutes to make. And we're going to collect them together and post them each day on the run-up to Christmas. So anyone who's interested, if you could either see me at the end of the service or contact me, my details are on Facebook and they're online. So thank you very much.
Could I invite those who are able to stand, please?
They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Thank you.
service this morning is the service of morning prayer. Beloved in Christ, we come together on this Remembrance Sunday to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear His holy word proclaimed, to bring before Him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of His Spirit we may serve Him and know the greatness of His love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to join together now to share our psalm appointed for today, which is a psalm of hope. We're going to say together Psalm 126. When the Lord restored,
when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, then were we like those who dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with songs of joy. Then said they among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has indeed done great things for us, and therefore we rejoiced. Restore again our fortunes, O Lord, as the riverbeds of the desert. Those who sow in tears shall reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed, will come back with shouts of joy, bearing their sheaves with them.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
If you'd like to be seated for our first Bible reading.
A reading from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, and starting at verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. He led me to and fro among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "O sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." This is the word of the Lord.
During the singing of our next hymn, our children and young people will be leaving us for Sunday school, and we want to wish them well as they go out to Sunday school. We're also mindful that this is the season of AQE and GL exams, and we've been thinking about our young people who might be involved in those in our prayers, and we encourage everybody to remember them and their families at an anxious time. We're going to sing together our hymn, In Christ There Is No East or West. If you'd like to be seated, I'm going to invite Jeff to bring our New Testament reading.
The New Testament reading is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord.
We're going to respond to our Bible readings as we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray. A special collect prayer for this season of remembrance. Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority, and bring the families of the nations divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin to be subject to his just and gentle rule, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray that your Holy Spirit may so guide and govern us that in all the cares and occupations of our daily life, we may never forget your presence, but may remember that we are always walking in your sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to join to sing together again our next hymn, Eternal Father, Strong to Save.
Heavenly Father, on this day of remembering, help us to be ever mindful to put you first and to listen to you before everyone else. Amen. I wonder how many of you remember the TV program That's Life. It was... Actually, give me a nod. Do you remember the TV program That's Life? I think it was Sunday nights it went out. It was a magazine show broadcast on the BBC, and it had the most amazing mix of items. And the ones that have stuck with me over the quite a few years are quite random. I remember the dog that could say sausages. Yeah. For the sake of transparency, I should tell you that at this point in the writing, I spent some time watching dogs say sausages online. And it's only fair, you know what you're paying for. So I'm just letting you know. I remember That's Life looking at the changing Sunday trading laws back in the day. And there was one DIY store that was getting around the laws. It was illegal to sell DIY goods, but they could sell groceries. A shop could sell groceries. So I remember one shop selling oranges for 99p. And with every orange, you got a free roll of wallpaper. And they had things like that. That stuck with me. The program was a celebration of the eccentric and the humorous nation we live in. And it wrapped it all under the banner of That's Life. It was also Esther Ranson and the That's Life team who began to find and reveal the extent of child abuse that was happening in the country. Childline was born. And through it, millions, genuinely millions of children and young people have been listened to, supported, and rescued from unimaginable abusive places and homes. The program taught us that abuse, as well as talking dogs, is part of life. There was also the amazing story of Nicholas Winton. Born in 1909 to German Jewish refugees, he was a banker by trade, and he spent some time in Europe working and gaining qualifications. In 1938, he was planning a skiing trip with some friends in Switzerland when he got a call from other friends who were in what was then Czechoslovakia. His friends worked with refugees and were becoming overwhelmed. Jewish families were fleeing the coming Nazi occupation. I remember a letter being read out on That's Life. Nicholas Winton was sitting in the audience near the front as a guest. While this letter was being read out, the letter was from a woman who he had helped when she was a child. And after the letter was read, it was revealed that that woman was sitting next to him, unbeknownst to him, in the audience. And it was a beautiful, beautiful moment. And then Esther Ranson asked if anyone else in the audience had been rescued by Winton. And just the whole place next to him stood up. I see from some faces that you remember that. It was amazing. 669 children in all were rescued by the quiet, determined negotiations of this banker, Winton. And that's the strange life we live, that an anonymous European banker would mount such a rescue operation. Excuse me. And a small anonymous family shattered and scattered and lost in Poland in the year 2022 after a process of invasion and demolition planned by Putin, that they would have a home in the Kreger Road and have a chance to gather and rebuild, that God uses us, an anonymous collection of folks, to reach out to them and to continue doing so, not on our own terms but theirs, is a miracle. And that too is life. That's life as God would have it. There have always been wars and rumors of war. And we must always remember this and know how these things start so that we can be brave enough to preempt and be brave enough to speak out. But God is the God of rescue. Jesus himself laid it all out. The kingdom of God itself, here and now, belongs to the poor and the poor in spirit. Those who mourn will be comforted. The earth itself will be handed to those who choose the path of service instead of dominance. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness and justice will be filled, and the merciful will be shown mercy. The pure in heart will see God, and the peacemakers will be called His very own children. Those who seek to live these truths and are persecuted for it are being given now and in the future the kingdom of heaven. Now, the Sermon on the Mount, which these Beatitudes, these words come from, is quite a heavy read in some ways, and we spend a lot of time parsing and trying to read between the lines when it comes to these verses in Matthew. But the Beatitudes, like any good varnish that you might buy from a DIY store, now it's legal to buy it on a Sunday, but the Beatitudes, like any good varnish, they do what they say on the tin. They are what they are. And that's life, God says. Life is that you are being rescued and will be rescued. Today we remember those who died at the hands of or because of the Hitlers, the Stalins, the Mussolinis, the Putins of the world. But those who grasp at power and land will inherit nothing. When the book is closed, they are bowing the knee before Christ like the rest of us. That's life. And while I point at the Putins of the world, I forget my own sin. Whether or not I am a totalitarian dictator is not a good benchmark to live by. Do I have love in my heart for those around me? Yes, I do. Do I get impatient? Yes, I do. Do I love Christ? Yes, I do. But am I also lost in my own shortcomings? Yes, I am. I don't have tanks and guns, but I want things my own way. I want the world to be built around me for my comfort. How petty. How petty and how normal. So I pray, God, please rescue me from my sin and allow me to bow the knee before Christ with joy when that book is closed. And how will I and the Hitlers and the Putins recognize Christ on that day? I think that we'll just know him when we see him. I don't think there'll be any question. However, there's some imagery in Revelation which says that he will look like a lamb that has been killed. How bizarre. How strange. His life was lived not dominating but serving. He mourned. Jesus hungered for righteousness. He was pure in heart and poor in body and was persecuted for it. But his resurrection causes us to stop and realize that his upside-down way of looking at life, the upside-down life that he called for, that life of service, not dominance, well, that's life. And that is life in all of its fullness. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, on this day of remembrance, we look to you. We remember you. We bow the knee to you. We ask that you rescue us from sin. And we ask that you rescue the world from false gospels of dominance. And we ask that you bring your kingdom. We have in our hearts relatives, grandparents, aunties, uncles, those close to us whom we've loved that have lost their lives in various wars. Thank you for this opportunity to remember them. Thank you for this opportunity to place them again in your hands. And we ask that your Son, the servant King, the Lamb who was killed, be our God, and that we may be his people in his image. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, make your church an instrument of peace, teaching by word and example the way of reconciliation. Bless those who are working in areas of conflict to bring people together in the name of Christ. Bring peace to all the places of strife and violence. Fill the hearts of those in authority with true love of peace and a desire to work for harmony with those who seem to be their enemies. Bless the organizations that seek peace between nations. Give us peace in our homes, with our neighbors, and in our places of work. Inspire us with the love for others, which may be spread through them to heal the wider problems of the world. Have mercy on the victims of war, the wounded, the refugees, who have lost everything they had. Be with those who have no more hope, and restore them to the fullness of life that is in you. We pray for all who have died in war. Grant mercy and love to those who died unprepared, through the love of Jesus who died by human cruelty. Give them the peace which they were denied in life. We make our prayers in the name of Christ, who left his peace to his faithful people, and Christ who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
And so there is that call to each one of us as we remember and we reflect on this Remembrance Sunday to be peacemakers in our own lives, in our own homes, and in our society. And to do that, we sing in our next hymn, We Turn to Christ Anew. Thank you to all for sharing with us in our service today. Thank you to those who led our act of remembrance. And maybe at the end of the service, if anybody would be available during the coming week, we hope to be able to transfer all the goods that were collected during our harvest appeal from the church hall to the larder food bank. And if you can help us with the boot of your car, do have a word with me at the end of the service. We're going to bow our heads for God's blessing. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Our closing hymn this morning is Your Kingdom Come, O God.